Quintus about, you know, I'll give it almost 20 pages, and 20 opinion of the Sefer, because I had seen in the footnote on the Ritva that the Mogen Avos follows the Balamor. It's true only in one respect. With respect to the Din of Midig Matos, he follows the Balamor and Tosis against the Ramban and the Ram. But he has his own Shita. I found a new Shita. I thought we had all the Shitas down. No, there are more Shitas. All the questions, how you resolve all these Mishnas and Rices and everything like this, he came up with an unknown Shita. Because he couldn't, nothing fits. What's the Mishnah doesn't say boo? Is it Data Lavzer? Is it not Data Lavzer? What's going on over here? Comes up with a new Kiddush all of us. This is the Din Mogen Avos Inyan Chof, the 20th Inyan. Like this. If you can't find that, the footnotes here say it's also quoted in the Miri in the Sugya Yevamos of Yudal and Tezvav, the Sugya Losses go to, which maybe we'll discuss next year. Like this, there is a time limit. Dat or Lavzar in the purest form means within 30 days. We have a concept of 30 days in a few places in Shas. The Baal Basra in the first parak, if someone's in 30 days, you have to pay certain taxes, etc. It's okay. You have a Sugya Sanhedrin of Kuf Yud Beis with respect to Yerani Dachas, I think when you're in Toshav, we find the concept of 30 days. So in the case of a person who's going to be Dat Olam within 30 days, he's really a Ben Yir, the place where he comes, plans to go back to. And then, he only is required to keep the menhagim of the place where he finds himself right now in the presence of Amaratzim or Kusim. That's the Brisa that we have here. Open up the Gemara. That's the Brisa. The Brisa is discussing the case. Vorom Amutorim. Vacheyem Nogu Ben Miser. That's referring to a case where he's died to Lanza within 30 days. Okay? Then it only applies, in fact, to Kusim. Ain't that the Lanza? You're like a new place. Okay. Our Mishnah Rabosai, which says that the Chumash of both, is referring to the following case. He plans to go back, but not within 30 days. Once you want to make an Akimta, then like these puzzles, you know, you want to make one little jump, then everything's going to fit in perfectly. That's what he says, Chah. So they ask the question, Rabbi Barachan. Yes, Anun Aleph, Amun Aleph. Rabbi Barachana ate certain things, right? Doesn't he? The first wide line, Anun Aleph, Amun Aleph. Doesn't he hold to the din of Chumri Mokam Shal, Yotzi Visham, Chumri Mokam Shal, Visham? So Rabbi Ashi answers, no. Rabbi Barachana, Dat Olam Zerhava. And what did Gemara think originally? He made you read that? What, he went to Los Angeles? What is this? So the pastor of the Miri says, no. The Havin was going to be stay there for 30 days. The Maskon is not. Fascinating. It's a whole unique shot. I didn't see any. Same with Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira knew. Rav Zeira wanted an Aliyah. What? The answer is no. They thought he went to Eretz Yisrael, going to be there for a month and two, and go back to Bava. That's what they thought. They said, no, he's not going back at all. So that might put in a whole new category, Rabbi Osei, which we'll see in later posts. We're not so happy with it. Of Dat Olavzar in one extreme, within 30 days. Ain't Dat Olavzar at all. And the mission is in front of the in-between case. He plans to go back, but after 30 days. Then in that case, you put the Chumri Mokma Sheyhol Af Lasham, and the Chumri Mokma Sheyotze Misham. That's the Pshat, which the Meiri suggests. And the Gemara Chul and Daf Kuf Yud, which we spoke about yesterday, he planned to stay there for 30 days and to go back, and therefore it's Osir in the city, and it's only Mutta Chutz Tchum, like our Mishnah. Fine. Adkan, a new sheet that I found in the Miri by looking it up. Now, before we go to the Rambam, which we left off yesterday, who's going to be a critical shita. So first I want to tell you the Tosfos of Rosh, which Mordechai just showed me. And then I'm going to read you a Tosfos of Mechulin, which is a whole new shita. And then we'll go back to the Rambam. Put things in order. So the Tosfos in Rosh has two things. You have to see, it's very fascinating. I never saw this before. And on the footnote, he says, no one else said this. So I guess, keep looking, you find more things. So number one, the first point in the Tosfos in Rosh, we're going a little, it's a fascinating idea. Rabbi Barachana, what did he do? The Gemara says that he covered the chelev. So Abaye says, ah, shavincho kekusoy, right? He made it into a kus. So I thought, he said it, he said it. I know, I can't disagree with it before Shi Gemara, which Abaye said. Says the Tosfos Rosh as follows. What happens to the din, Rabbi Babachana, what happened to the din of Tzorach Linag Minag Amachom Sholach L'Shom Lahach V'Lo Kol Shekein? Why didn't Rabbi keep the Chumim Makom Sholach L'Shom? So the Gemara seems to ask this question, right? What? Rabbi doesn't he hold from Chumim Makom Shiyot V'Sham Chumim Makom Sholach L'Shom? So what do Rav Ashi answer? Rav Ashi answered, "Ein dat olav zerab." And therefore what? So the question becomes, so Tos Rosh is as follows. The Afal Gav, Rashi, he's going on the Gemara of Nunala from the base. Come about Lona Ika B'Shukah. Afal gav the ayah b'daito lavzar, iikol amechash the machlokas yasek keminik amokom shalach l'shon, afilu lahokel. So in other words, you have to watch out for machlokas no matter what. If that's the case, so why did Rabba eat the food daito lavzar? Isn't he worried about machlokas? That's the question. So he gives an answer. That's why he covered it. Not like Abaye. Abaye says he only covered it to the kusoi, right? But when he's going on the Gemara over here on the Nun Aleph Midbeis. What does it say over here? That you have to worry about machlokes. So what happens in the situation of of Erev Pesach, he discusses the question of Kama Batlon Ika B'Shuka. All right, fine. But he says, you're talking about the Data Lavzar, but had you worried about Machlokes, he says, you should be Makel. This is the thing we saw not only in the Torah, we saw it in the Rosh itself. You have to be Makel to avoid Machlokes. That's Rav is very, very, very concerned about machlokes. Frek the Rosh, but it's against the Gemara from before. The Rav seems to have been concerned only because of Kusoy. He says, no. Rav is concerned, Rav Osai, nothing to do with Kusoy. Abaye said Kusoy. Rav, who holds like Rav, it would worry about even without Kusoy. That's a Chiddush Gadol Ma'od, given the Tosfos the Rosh, and Kalam Tovshin Pei Gimel in this case. Footnote 116. Says Ma'abaye Sfirle, Hol Ubnei Bovel Kfu from Hamel Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Eimas Amachloikes and also Kevinik Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Shabo Mishom. What does that mean? Abaye precedes Rava here in Nun Aleph the base, and Abaye also precedes Ravashi on Nun Aleph of an Aleph, Bovel Eretz Yisrael, the whole story. So therefore, Abaye Lishitoso says Shavinchul Kekusoy. It's only a matter of Kusoy. The Mishnah would not apply in this case because he was from Eretz Yisrael coming to Bavel. But Rabbo denies Abaye, presumably holds like Ravashi, and Rabbo all holds the same way, all against, gang up against Abaye. They would say it's not Kekusoy. Wow. This is a breakthrough. I guess we should have thought of this. I don't know. Very good. He goes further than that. Remember, we had over here on let's chazer again. We saw tomorrow yesterday when the Rosh puts gives you new eyes that you don't see. I think I'm kind of myself. I am below you. Yeah, they were the Rosh all put up our rocks. What does it say on the end of the Gemara? The Gemara has on the end. Let's chaz again. The Nalef and Vets. Fish, Lama Holach, Mokom Sha'osim, Mokom Sha'in Osim, Chumri Mokom Sha'olach L'Sham, Vayishana Odom, Epnei Machlokos, Lo Lev. Right? You shouldn't do anything, you shouldn't, since they're not doing it in the new place where you are, so you shouldn't do it either to avoid Machlokos. Okay? Even though in your hometown, they do it Melach on their face. Elim Mokom Sha'in Osim, Mokom Sha'osim, Ayishana Epnei Machlokos, Vinavit. What happened to Chumri Mokom? Sholach L'Sham, Chumri Mokom, Sholach L'Sham. Omer Abaye Aresha. What do you mean Omer Abaye Aresha? It says Rashi, the last night online. Aresha. Vayisham de Masnisen Aresha Koi. Aholech Mimokom Sha'osin. Limokom She'ain Osin. Why don't you do Molocha, even though you come from a town of Sha'osin? Mipnei Hamachlokes. Mipnei Hamachlokes. What do you mean? What do you mean? Says the Tosus Arush, Abaye is not machalik any between Dat Olam Zar and Ein Dat Olam Zar. And therefore, Rabosai, Me'ikir Adin, if I come from a place where Osin, listen carefully, please. I come from a place of Osin, for the rest of my life, I should have a status of Osin. Minig of Osin. Because Abaye is not into this whole idea that it all depends where you live. No, Abaye is not into that because he makes no distinction. We're so used to Rav Ashi. It's in our blood. We all know it, right? We'll see soon. We know the right thing. But if it's in our blood, you always follow the place where you live, right? That's exactly what Rav Ashi said. But Abaye disagrees. Depends on minig avos. Even if ain't that allows, we should follow minig avos. The only reason why it's us or Rav Osai in the case of a person who goes from Makom Sha'osin to Makom Sha'osin is what? Meshimiya Machlokas. So if a rabbi says, Aresha Koi. Fine. And what will happen if it came to Makom Sha'ain Osin, Lamakom She'osin, Ain Dato Lazar? It's Asur, no matter what. You're stuck. According to Abaye, Rabbosai, if you have a, if you start, you came from a place where they were machmir. That's where you're brought up. And now you move to a place where they're mekel. You're stuck. You have to keep minig avosa. The impression of you get from the tosus to rush is no come what may. Come what may. I'll read you the lashon over here. Wow. There's a bias, no distinction, dato vein dato. Dino shirik olam ki minig avosa ki dechsir shmav ni musar avicha. So the mokam she'osin, the mokam she'ain osin. The Mishnah explains called Aresha Shinya Machlokes. Okay? Even though what should you have done? You should have done Minig Avosav, right? It doesn't make a difference if you move to a new place. It should still have been Mutta Mikaradin of Osin. Abimakusha Enos and Makusha Osin. Look at this now. Loyaniach Minhogo Minig Avosav Adayom. You should maintain the Minig of what? Of what? Of not doing melacha, even though lo yaniach b'shul ha-machlokes, even though it's in the cause of machlokes, I repeat, even though it's in the cause of machlokes, tough luck. You got to keep the minig of your ancestral parental family minig, even though you're moving to a new place, and even though it's in the cause of machlokes, it's too bad. That takes us track in shitas Abaye. Rabbi disagrees. Ashi, who makes the distinction between Dato Lavza and Dato Lavza, he says, no, he's the one, that's our intuition. Dino Shilasas Kiminik Amokom Shadato Lishtakeasha. Rav Zeira, right? Rav Zeira ate Mukumus of Dato Lishtakeasha. Rav Rachana Dato Lavza. Get an impression from the Tosi Rosh that Abaye would argue on Rav Zeira too. So no, it all depends upon the place where you were originally coming from. This is, again, an eye-opener. I would say the Rambam holds this way, because it's unusual that the Rambam should pass like Abaye if it's going against Rava and Rava and Rav Ashi, right? But otherwise, he's a gimme for the Rambam. So yes, the end of the Rambam holds depends upon where you came from, the kula, the chum, everything. Something like Abaye is saying exactly that. Okay, maybe we'll be forced to hold this trap in the Rambam based on Abaye, even though the Chora, it shouldn't be. Well, that's another thing I just saw. Okay, so I've thanks to what my eyes are opened by a different Svarim and Talmidim, we saw the Iri, which I didn't know about, and I have Tosfos Rosh I didn't know about. Okay, now we're ready to go to Tosfos Chulin, which I did know about, which we have to analyze, and then we're going to come back to the Rambam. The Rambam, as you all have, the Rambam you all have in front of you, if you have a Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the Rambam, Machado quotes the Rambam verbatim. But let's first take a look at the Tosfos Masechta Chulin. Tosfos Masechta Chulin, if you don't have the Gemara Chulin in front of you, if you brought the Prichadash, which I asked you to bring, if you brought a Shulchan Aruch, you'll be able to read it from there. Okay, so if you haven't, open it up right now. He's in love with the Tosfos Chulin. I know you hadn't maybe even heard of it, and he passes this way. This is the Ika Shita, we have to follow Tosfos Chulin. Second day, wow. If you're Prichadash, you can say big things. Okay, I'm going to read the Tosfos from its original source, the Masechta Chulin. Those who have a Prichadash, please feel free to look it up there.
Which
this is in, I asked you to see there in the Marmakomas, in Siman Tav Samach Ches, Siv Gimel, it's a lengthy introduction. I call it the Psicha, the Siv Gimel, it's very long. He goes through all the Shittas of the Rishonim, and we're going to see some of the highlights today in Shir, as was advertised, but how do I explain to you where it is? I know, if you're lucky enough to have my print, the big, big print of the beautiful new Shulchan Aruch, it's page Tuf Reish Beis, where he has the big letters and towards the bottom of the first column, Vah Tosfos Perek Kamah B'Chulin. But I imagine most of you have different versions, but maybe they have some caps, you know, some of the, everyone has a different version, huh? You have my version, so you're lucky. But what kind of version do you have? See, I don't have versions.
Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, we have broken down.
Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, in Tuf Samaches?
Right.
Oh yeah, I don't have Psifim. I would say if you took the whole of Psicha, the Psicha is quite long. In my edition, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pages. This is halfway through. It's halfway through the third page. Mamash, halfway through the Psicha. And if you have some, a different, it should start a new O's or a new capital or something. But Tosfos Perek Kamah D'Chulin. You have it? It should be some kind of a new something or other. Okay, got it on the computer, get it there. I'm going to read it from the Tosfos, the old-fashioned way. Tosfos Masechta Chulin, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, what's happened over there? Rav Zeira ate the Mugremes, right? Rav Zeira, Lesley knows from Chumim Akon Shoyotze B'Sham, Chumim Akon Shalach B'Sham. Okay, so Abaye said his word. Rav Ashi said his work. Rav Zeira ain't that no lav zahavi. But there's nothing Rav Ashi for now. Okay? Says Tosfos, wait a sec. Get an impression that Chumri Mokom Shalach L'Sham Nosten Olav Afal Gav Dato Lav Zah. So it would appear, because they're contrasting our Mishnah to Rav Zeira who's ain't that no lav zah. Tosfos the first lesson of V.F. Shalomah came. The Rav Ashi Gufei who's answering over here says in Tzokhan Daf Nun Aleph, the Ein Dato Lazar, Gabriel Abba Baba Chana, the Achalayatra. Right? I must listen to Tzadim? Yeah. It's also Ein Nochash Mash in the Katana of Tzadim. So the Olam knows Malam Chumri Mokham Shad Dato Li El Sham. This is the Raivit, it was so yesterday. It's not really the Tzadim. It's the Tzadim in fact, but in principle it's not the Tzadim. You keep the dinim of the place where you live. Either you live because you're going back, you live in the old place, or you're not going back, you live in a new place. This is so far standard stuff. The Inami is mind-boggling. The whole Inami Rabosai is a few lines. I'm going to read it to you from the Torah, if you have the Prichodesh clause. Masha Mechalek Bein Daito Lavzor Lein Daito Lavzor Ravashi. We view Ravashi as an independent terrorist, having nothing to do with Abaye. Wrong! Hani Mili Mi Bovel Eretz Yisrael. When there is Israel, Libovel, Shaholchin, Achar, Mokom, Shadato, Lishor, Shom. What's this? Ravashi is superimposed on top of Abaye. Avam, Libovel, Libovel, when there is Israel, there is Israel, Nostin, Olav, Chumri, Mokom, Shiyotzim, Mishom, Vachumri, Mokom, Sholop, Lishom, Bein Daito, Lavazor, Bein Ein Daito, Lavazor. Whoa, unbelievable. On the other hand, it's very nice. The Mishnah Stava Katani. The Mishnah says, Chumri Mokom Shalach L'Sham. No distinction is made in the Mishnah between Dato Lavza and Dato Lavza. It applies to all cases. It applies to all cases. Rav Ashi said Faker. No, Rav Ashi said Faker only when it's connected to Abaye's Teretz, Babel Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, the Babel, etc., etc., etc. What's he saying one more time? Babel Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, the Babel. Shaholchanach amokom shadat al yishor ha-shav. Right? So then Rav Ashi said what he said. But when it comes to Babel Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, no, you always have to follow both chumras. This is a shita which I never heard of before. I learned the sugya, but I learned this. It's not intuitive. We always intuit Rav Ashi. You follow the place where we are living. No, Rav Ashi never said it. This is the sheet of what we call the Inami Rabosai in the Rosh Masechta Chulin Yud Ches Amud Beis. Rav Ashi is not arguing in Abaye. He's adding to a pot, and it's only Mutta when two pluses. What do you mean two pluses? If you're going from Eretz Yisrael, right? So you can follow the cool of Eretz Yisrael and Rabosai. In addition, it's either Dato laughs on Eretz Yisrael, like Abba Rabachana, or it's Edo that laughs on Eretz Yisrael, like Abzeiro. So you need two pluses to be made, Rabosai. Two pluses. One, that the cool is in Eretz Yisrael. And two, that you plan to live in Eretz Yisrael, either starting from right now, Rav Zeira, or you're going back there, like Rabba Bar Bar Chana. How is the Pre-Chodesh? He's in love with the Shita. He loves it. He loves it. First he quotes it. Okay? And then he says at the end, if you have a Schaber Etzli, it should be it's like a column later, at least in my print, it's the last end of page, Tufresh base. What my favorite shita is shita is Tosas Chul Yud Ches Shekosati Bachrona Ba'achron Chobiv. He chose to put it last. That's not necessarily a difference. Okay. The Svaras Shara Mefarshim Shepirshu Masnisin Shadat Alazar Koshetuva Plohav De L'Tanel L'Mistim Kulei Hai. That's a good point. It's the Mishnah said Stam. Mishnah didn't say he followed Chumras of both. Never bothered telling us. It's Dato, it's ain't Dato. And the Sugya Psochim, Mucha de Masnisin, Mairi, Kishe Ein Dato, Lavzor. Right? And nonetheless, even Ein Dato, Lavzor, you get an impression that you have to follow the Chumras of both. We would have said no. But on his chat, if Eretz Yisrael is all above the bubble, in fact, you follow both chumras. Like again. The kol shken, the das, harosh, varan, the sphere, the betzin, the shari, came to that the lazar. That's what they hold. The kosh, the hash, the sefer, the masnisin, lo, the mineration. The sefer, the betzin, the shari, the ratio, those who know chum, mach, 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 we saw that in the Ramban. He didn't bother him. Remember the Ramban's in the Farish. One is Medina, one is only Mishnah Machlokes. Bar is the Tri Chodesh. Kam Shinu the Toast, the Masitan, the Tatan, the Tatan, and the Machuver. Shah should have asked it and given such an answer. He lacks, of all things, he lacks the end of the second Inami Toast in Chulin. I guess he's right. It's more Maduk and Lashna of the Shas. Wow. Where does that put us? In a bad place. We have to keep the chumras of both, unless you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Babel Eretz Yisrael, and then make an Eretz Yisrael, you have to keep the chumras of both places. Gevalt. So I'm not going to panic over this Bichodesh for two reasons. One, not everyone agrees with it. And two, as we shall see soon, we don't have too much of this idea of you know, we don't travel so much from place to place. Our place don't have so much from Hagam Kavuah. We'll discuss that a little bit more tomorrow. Tomorrow again, 11 o'clock. It's good, the best time, everybody. Where we can be, yeah? Tomorrow, I have to make sure to bring in the pre Chodesh Tov Tzadivah. It's not in this volume. The other guys are better off. They have it in the, you have the whole. This volume ends in Simon Tov Tzadivah. Mine, the brand new one. Yours goes to late, I assume. No? What's the last?
It's still going.
And Tov Tzadivah?
It's
So you have to also get a different vibe. Okay, so we have to come on. We have to bring in Tani Vavta. For today, this will suffice. I'll call upon him. So to the bricha. Having said all this now, whoa, we have so many shitas. And as a matter of fact, the prichodesh, not going into the whole thing, goes through all the shitas. Right? Just, I mean, I don't want to spend the whole day on his analysis, but a few important things, which I think are very nice. I'm turning back two full pages in my edition. It's page Tuf Reish in my edition. From the beginning, I'm going on one column. I'm going to my edition, going on exactly one column. Start the previous page, Tak-tzat. I'm starting the cost of Oda Rosh. This is what we spoke about yesterday. The fourth line. Bahavle lak shui mi masnisin ahav brisa ki de parvle kamon mi masnisin ahav abachana dachal tabadiyat. That's a quotation. This is what I told you yesterday in Shia. Kibin aravzal Lidchos tiris rashbo shekosvatosis. This is Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishmo. The lo koshim imasnisin to the Ravashi Mari beidat olaza. For the gotoni at the Rashal atim b'fnei and the mashu b'fnei tamlechom at the Rashal atirim Mari beidat olaza. So he says the Rosh is not true. Yemisa the hafte rutsa my kashle Rav Rochana left the hodat hodatnan by my lo kashle imasnisin abraisa. Should the master without the lapse and not the doctor? Can God have a Rachana location of a season if you should have the lapse or have it? Al Akavatar, Al Lama, Tirits, Akher, Sheshkut, Vim, and Hodim. He likes the first set of Tosis. It just would knock out the carrot of the Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rashba, as quoted in Tosis. Fine. Good. He has another interesting Nakuda over here. The Tosis Akasha from Beis Sha'an. That's how Tosis starts. Beis Sha'an. So he quotes the following interesting Ha'ara. Why did Tosis ask that question first? Right? And what did they answer? Tos. Right? Tos. Tos. So, why did I say that? Because by Tos is saying that the Minig B'Tos is nothing, they were unable to give the Ran's Teretz. The Ran's Teretz, Rabosai, is that the Mishnah is a regular Minig, and the Brice is a Minig B'Tos. So Tos had to put his question first with Ben Sha'an to knock out that Teretz. And then they were forced to give the other Teretz, which they did the whole Yisrael of yesterday Shir, a difference between a Minik Choshuv and a Minik She'ena Choshuv. What they call Minik Shtus, the Rosh calls a Minik Garua, it's not a Pitam Chav. He's pointing out the reason why Tosis, why must you bring in Ben Sha'an first? We already have a Kashi Minei Ubeim, the Mishnah of the Brice, the both fan of Tzachim, what do you want to Mechulin first? It's a setup, said the Prichosh. It's a setup. He's quoting Chulin. Beit Sha'an. This makes it impossible to give, we have to give a teretz of Tos, so Tos is Gornish, GMG. So this makes it impossible to give the Ran's teretz. Now it's impossible to give the Ran's teretz, so we're stuck with the Kasha from the Mishnah to the Braisa, which is going to force us to the teretz that we gave of Minik Choshe versus Minik Garua Mishnas. But if he wouldn't have had that Hakdama, he would have given the Ran's answer. It's a setup. That's what the Prichodesh says in explaining the Hemshech of Lashon HaTos. Fine. There's another bit of a pilpul that I'm skipping now because if you want to look at inside, you see the whole cheshbon. But I'll just mention it briefly because it's the Chodesh spent so much time on. Briefly. What did Tosus say? Easter Mechitza is a me'atma. It's a minig garua. It's not a minig chashuv. Da da. Why didn't Tosin the Rush answer that it was a minig chashuv? It was al pi talmidei chachamim. Maybe it really was al pi talmidei chachamim. Nonetheless, Rabosai, Hillel did did, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't know the minig, as the Ran said. Why didn't he say that? What forced Tosfos to say that it's a minig? All those cases in the Gemara are minhagi shtus, as they call them. Why didn't they say it's a minig chashuv, and the Hillel didn't know the minig of that? They didn't, like the Ran said, they didn't know. L'shana d'shana s'mshem minik choshuv, right? And they didn't know about it. It's a kash in his discussion.
I don't know. Find your body in the same place, right?
Could be. This is as follows. He says, maybe the lisht of the below rotz alom and mutharam atem daika tfei tavi minigaruwa. It's the end of that same paragraph. It's on Tav Resh column 2. Which goes over. Inami nicha tfei lefrosh of vinegarua has the prof of pshitus dome bedome. It's easy that way.
The Gemara
compared
it. They said they compared
it
to the
rise
of
Husai. Right.
And here in the next few lines, what I told you before.
The Yerah, the Bekavon, the Hikdim, what I told you, Sarosh, Kusha, the Beit Shan. Mikamiach kusha, afal gabalim etzveila kusha. Some mishnas not brisa. A mishnah brisa. The both of psach. What do you give me from that field? Should the mach was kusha rishon a hutzruchu lomar tahi brisa the dvarim mutarim mar bevinim mitzad chumra. V'hash the kasha mishnas not brisa. Holavachi having matzah terutzi the mishnas mar bevinim mitzad chumra ubrisa the bevinim mechmas tos kosha tirutz aran. The only reason why that's impossible. It's because of the kasha of Beit Shan. What will the Ran do with that? We gave an answer. Takola. But they didn't hold from that for whatever reason. Mechule. I'm going to repeat all the issue from yesterday. It's very nice back and forth over here in the Rosh, in the Pichodesh rather, all in the paragraph which begins, because of Old Harosh. Everything I said until now is found in that paragraph. Fine. Good. Now you have the case of Osai of Shavinchu Kekusoi. Shavinchu Kekusoi. That's right, the very next paragraph. Old cause of a rush. Everyone with me? You have it? Is it a bullet, a letter, or an O's or something? No? You lost? It's, how to describe this? It's the first part of the Pichodesh. Right. They said Haklala Ola. You see the word Haklala Ola? It's a part, it's about 10 lines before that. Haklala Ola. Old Kosa the Rosh. Excuse me, I didn't say Rosh. Rosh in the brackets. Old Kosa. V'yesh lo'odam le'elam ha'chaminik ha'mokho shadad ha'shakeh ha'shamei ha'lekul ben'lechumra k'der abzeir ochel mu'gremes d'rab ha'shmul. Rabbi v'chan ochel tabad ha'yamtum b'bobil. Datel le'atzel eretz yisrael. V'lochel ha'nogu kom mu'kom sholach l'sham. V'davka b'tzina Interesting. Mordechai, what you told me before, he never said there's a kusoy. So maybe the Russians here are already thinking about by omission what you want to toss us to Rush. It's based upon the Mishnah, not based upon kusoy. Isn't that interesting? I would never have said this without the Tosa Rosh. But once I had the Tosa Rosh, Al Halodabru. Halodabru. Okay? Fine. I bekoshe. Doki osu amulu abai amul shavinu kukusoi. Almam ne tamut chochem et zorach b'chassos. He's asking this very question. The Pre-Chodesh. Zorach lomar, the svirle, ka'aran. The yachm ne tamut chochem et zorach b'chassos. That's his answer. I think the better answer will be said based on the Tosa Rosh. Right? With everyone be so far. He's there based on the Ran is considered to be Bitsina. Because they walked in on him. You saw that in the Ran. I would say no, the better answer is based on the Tosa Rosh. Fine. In other words, he learned the Ran said it's considered to be Bitsina because they walked in on you. Who disagrees? The Balamor. The Balamor. Let's skip a whole page to the end of Tafrei Shalaf in our print. It's paragraph Baharazah. Everyone see that? You have a paragraph of Baharazah? Hope you have it. Baharazah means Balamor, of Rachel Levi. Holds like Tarsus in the Rosh. Minig Matos is nothing against the Ran. But he argues with everybody with respect to what? Chumim Mokam Shalaf Lasham. Vidat Alazar. Says the Balamor, Mutl Netamat Chacham. Where did he get it from? We know where he got it from. Shavil Kukusoi. Album of Netamat Chacham. Ain't Sarach Lachasos. The Shalom Kedas Aran. Right? The Ran said that's considered to be Betzina. Now what about Tosfos and the Rosh? What are they going to do? So the Pri Chodesh always said they hold up the Ran. But we're saying now better. No. It's only Abaye. Abaye Lashit Tosfo. But we don't pass like Abaye. Rabbos. It's so important. You show me the Tosfos and the Rosh. They would have been Mamish. Ivrim and Megashim Ba Feilu. So you see, Baruch Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu helps with Tamir Yosef Mikulam, discover the Tosfos and the Rosh just before the Shir, which gives me a whole new light. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known. I would assume that, I would assume the Rosh like the Ran, like he says that. Okay. Any event, Rabosai, the Pri Chodesh is a big Tosfos and Chulin fan. He likes it this way. He thinks it's Gevaldik. Now, what about the idea of the Meiri, that Dat Olav Zah, the different stages? Dat Olav Zah right away, Dat Olav Zah later on. So the Pri Chodesh is not happy with that. Okay, let's take a look now with the very long, the very end, Rabbi, I'll say, of the Pri Chodesh, before we get to the Rambam. That's the very, very end. It starts for page Tafresh Gimel Vorisi L'Radvaz. Can everyone else find it in your? It's, I would say it's 2/3 of the way through this whole long piece, maybe even more. Vorisi L'Radvaz Shehei B'Shem Kolbo the Kulim Mokom Shiotzim Yisham Shala Olam Eino Noagosam Im Ein Dato Lavzom Miyad. Right? What happened? You follow the Kulim Kulim of the Mokom Shiotzim Yisham. Right? It's only when? If that lavzer miyak. The afa pish and that the lavzer liyak hazman. What does that mean? Let's read it again. Kule makashel to mishon shel olam eno noig osam these kulas. And ain't that the lavzer miyak. And you have to be machmir. Afa pish and that the lavzer. This is mamash like the mimi. Right? Ava churme makashel to mishon noig calls man. Shadat alav zaliola. This is Mamish the Miri. When I saw this, I don't know. This is the Miri. I saw it only here from the Radvaz. He doesn't have the 30-day cutoff. You know, the truth is, I didn't look up in the Kolbo. There's the Kolbo in the Beis Medrash. Is it true? I think it's awesome. Look it up. Kolbo Simen Mem Ches Yud Aleph from an Aleph in the old print. I wonder if he quotes the Miri. That would complete the circle.
I think the Kolbo is from Provence.
I think so too. So it's likely, and the Miri is writing the whole same amount of us to defend the Nagi Provence. Hiskam Arav Zavazer. So if you sheet the zoo, Rabba Dachal Deyatra, Dat Alav Zamiyahavi, Yichunod Kukuli Makom of Tzina, Rav Zera, Dachal Mugremis, Lohoya Dat Alav Zaklal, Umastis in the Tukum, but here it is, with Dat Alav Zalakazman. There you go. As he's saying, Kemat Beferish, like what I discovered yesterday in the Miri, I guess I didn't realize. It seems to be what the Radvaz is saying. It gives details this way, that way, all kinds of different details within this itself. Wow. And now what are some of these details which are very important? According to the Shita. Let's take a look. Chomi shebo limkor o liknos schora ho'olo liyushalayim liziyara. What's ziyara? Was that when Aliyah Lerego, they went to some kind of I think it's an Arabic word, no? Sounds Arabic. Do me a favor, look it up, it's a dictionary word. Yaakov is when he comes back, that's what Ziyar is. Nikru dat alav zamiyad. Say for Yaakov to go right back home, like today's tourists. Avla boyam lisa velitim alarbiyach olasis velachta lulubo Torah. Afa pishal okwadi rasa misham. Nikru dat alav zalachas man. Okar di Rosso Vishta Ubonov Afopish Data Lamza Lashasha Beretz Yisrael. Lo Nikra Data Lamza Kevin Shinis Yashiv in Mitzrayim or America. Mitzrayim of the America of today. You take your wife and the kids, you ain't going back. Okay. Now, as far as that is concerned, it seems to me that's a whole different story. In those days, you know, you found the Parnassa, you know, so you're not going back anymore. Today we have airplanes, Rebosa. We have airplanes. It's a whole different story. Then it was a whole different story. You take a look over here at the end of the next paragraph. Miyam Odina Vadai, the last five lines. I agree. Why? The stomach of the milsa came and that queen of the inchi basic called Shemoti Parnasas of Murvachas, also Makam Shalakasham, Eino Zaz Misham. Only the Zihara, or the Abicham Yumagayfa Barminon, or Siba Cheres, then it's that the Lazar. Seems to me, he has airplane tickets back. He went there for a year of shlichut. He already bought tickets, brought his wife and his kids. Of course, he's going back. The old days. Okay, I'm saying things can change with time. But as far as that's at the end of the paragraph of Vitos, but the previous paragraph, he rejects the old Radvaz with the Kolbo, which we call the Miri. Ani Omer says, it's tough, Resh Gimel, line 2 of column 2. Word 2. 2. Vani Omer, Shemeacha Sha'echa Me'aposkam for Sarim Zal. Lo biruze shenis v'cholof rejects the miri. Ad mifta tamura be dat alavza dat alavza behuv to the rabbi barachana tveihaver the fluke be dat alavza gufer the mevmer the nasisim be dat alavza akosman rabbi barachana dat alavza miyad. That doesn't seem to fit in. Okay. Is that pella shal shonos harafochim rakamon achas? So miri answered this question, but he didn't have the miri inside. Bekitzer, he quotes the miri in effect over here in this paragraph. Now I'm also going to turn to the next Chiddush, which again I have big problems with. Kosa of the Sefer Knesset HaGadol. This is the last before the round. Kosa of the Sefer Knesset HaGadol. She Rabba Marit, Lo Paki Minei Chumrim Mokom Shiot Misham, At She Yukva Be'ir, She Noagin Ba Hede, Avalo Be'ir, She Ein Ba Minet Kavua. I wouldn't have said this. But I have to tell you, to be honest, the Bi'ur Halacha quotes it. I've also opened your Shulchan, everyone has a Mishnah Berurah. Open, please. The Tav Samach Ches Siv Gimel. The Bi'ur Halacha quotes this? Oh my. This should be relevant today. Today, there's almost no Minhag Kavua anywhere by anything. Well, that's, I guess, it works in both directions. It's over here. The Ma'aseh V'chumrei, Rabbi Osai. It's on page Ayin Zayin and Alf. V'chumre. Ayin b'achon ha-shekotsu. Lo paki minei chumre mokho shiotsu nisham. Ela b'davka ima mokho shebosham yesh minna kavua laheter. Ava lo b'ir she'ein bo minna kavua. That's what he says. I wouldn't have said that. I left town A. I'm not in the midbar. We'll get to midbar later. I haven't reached the yishuv yet. I reached the Yishuv. The Yishuv has no Minna Kavua. So it means, Isha Yosha made of Yaseh. I call that a Kula. True, that everyone is making. But if half the people are making, why am I still babbling a minute in my old place? I don't understand this sheet, even though it's quoted, he quoted, the Prichodesh quotes the Nesagolo in the Marib, and the Bialach quotes in Nachronim Stam, and he seems to agree with it. I don't know. I don't see why this should be so. Maybe somebody else quotes it. Once we're here, and the Bialacha, let's read it, because it's going to come up tomorrow. Once we're here, let's just read, okay? Because once we're here already, tomorrow we'll be able to see it maybe a little bit more in Tov Tzadi Rav. Let's read again. V'kosuo, v'kila sh'nechrova, v'nisyash o'de anoshim acherim, sh'noam anoyu l'hokal v'ezad dover v'kom sh'bo b'shom, Ein Ruchuyavin Gamata Lahakman. Alpha P. Shahir Hachareva Azovsky Shuba. Hayunogan and Ansher Lahakman Bedavarze. What does it say? You think it's the karga? It's the land that's mechayiv to keep this minute? No, it's the people. Once all the people were kicked out and there's nobody left, so it's bottle. A whole new group came in. We pre-begotten this topic. I feel it initial book tzas. Kevish and Eskashu Rubam. I am sure. Yes, daiti. Initial book. I feel it mute. Kol sheyesh adayin shem kihila aleho. Haboyim l'shom mischaivim l'no kiminek amok amazeh. Then shiur l'kihila. Kumo shakbucha v'pri chodesh l'shabuva l'kameh. V'afilu haboyim l'soch harabu mimena nitpol l'neim ala amir shabuch. Rabbi said, who lives in the five towns? You know what happened in one of the major shuls there? The rabbi got up recently and said, we're switching from Mr. Asher to Mr. Sfar. The shul has been there for, I mean, first it was in Barakway, moved to Lawrence. 80 years, so one of the oldest shuls in town. But what's going on is, the shul, what happened, the fact of the case are, downstairs meaning it's packed. There's no subsfire, there were tables and shtibbles. They started bringing tables upstairs to get people that still wouldn't come up. The only way to survive at the first. But I was told, the rabbi gave a patch on the table, found out no subsfire, and he gives me ashes why it's okay. I'm sure he has some kind of a head there. But Pasha Pshat over here, it says, even though now there are more no subsfire than Mr. Ashkenaz, if the shul was found, it wasn't just founded for a day, it was founded for decades with two very distinguished rabbis. Who are graduates of our yeshiva. He's from a different yeshiva, but I don't hold anything against him. But I know his family. His family is Ashkenaz also, to my knowledge. And he grew up as a young man in a shul which went by the name Adas Yeshurun, real Ashkenaz, real half semi yekir. I told us for Ashkenaz, you'll call. There's nobody coming. So I guess not enough people coming. So that's what I was told. Is it what I'm saying true? You know, I don't know what I'm talking about. The five towns is a big place. But I was told that this happened. I was a little bit surprised because it's against what we always learn. Okay. Just find out what happened. Let me know. I'm reading what it says in B'Allah. After the boy on the sofa, Rabbi Mimena, Nitpolin, Hemel, and Mwichaba. Him low, unless Shakila, Hadoshim, is Nahed, is Nayatzma. The Amen, Mr. Evers, and Makila, Ishana, being in there. Okay. A new shul starts. The first shul daven Ashkenaz, the new shul daven fine. And they're all minute. That's their right. K'moshen motzi b'kilos ha'gdolos sh'nimtzom b'em kama kilos sh'kolachas m'sneges k'vi minig avosev b'dor dor. Big cities. K'chei m'sbar b'sev b'pri chodesh. U'mavu ha'shav his tricky. The kehila sh'yesh b'minyin mikri kehila v'aboyan l'sham nitbolin. U'poshet. Now, listen to this part. Poshet. Europe was poshet. Upashut, the kavanasa sheishla al kolponim kol tzorach etzir bekano. In other words, it's only a kehila if it has independent tzorach etzir bekano. What's that? The hainu beis hakneses shemispalim bo b'chol yom b'tzibur. That's what we mean every day. Some should only read once a week. That's a garnish. He doesn't know about these things. Okay. The yesh l'moret tzedek, that they're all rov. Look at this now. U'mikveh. V'chadove kano b'chol kilos Yisroel. So then it's all mikveh, it's a gosh. It's a kekeil. T'ilavachi gam hi b'yatzen it fells la'rayas ha'smuchos b'lo kano. The whole kekeil is tumbled to the big city that has a mikveh. Whoa. Is it only a mikveh? I'll tell you a story by Bezdin Zichron L'Rocha told me. He told me, I don't know where Bezdin even was. Bezdin was the founder of JSS. He's a very chosh of a rov. In Kew Gardens for many years before that. And before that, 70 years ago, or more, he was a rabbi in a shul called Beis Medrash HaGadol of Washington Heights. Anyone ever hear of that? Who heard of it? Raise your hand. Who's ever seen it? Raise your hand. One person in the room. It's on 175th Street. Huge building. What's going on there now? Still exists?
Yeah, it's
still exists.
There are much of the
Yeah. It was a huge shul. Bezdin was the rabbi. I think Alza Bach was already right. He was from Moshe Soloveitchik's one of the star Talmidim. All of a sudden moves in, I think the late 30s, and 39, Rabbi Yosef Breuer moves into Washington Heights. So he goes to pay a courtesy call, and Rabbi Bezin was a very young man. Rabbi Bezin then, presumably, was in his 20s. In his 20s. And Rabbi Breuer was well into his 50s, late 50s. There's a law, a big gap between them. And Rabbi Breuer was known as the Rosh Hashiva in Frankfurt. So he had Rabbi Breuer asked him, he said to be in German, my Yiddish is German. Do you have ein Kehilo? Da? Do you have a Kehilo here? He says, well, I have a big shul. There's nine. Das ist heißt nicht kein Kehilo. So what is a Kehilo? It's ein Kehilo muss ein shul haben. He didn't mean a shul, he meant a school. You have your own school, so kind of Kehilo. I'm not sure they didn't have a school at the time. Und ein Snius haben. Mikvah. I bet the closest Mikvah then in Manhattan was on the Lower East Side. His wife went to the Lower East Side. And other women, I don't want to say. I don't know what happened in those years. Und ein Shchita haben. His only dependent Shchita. Otherwise, what kind of kill is this? He thought that this man is from the moon. Within a few years, Rabbi Osai, the indomitable will of Rabbi Breuer with a bunch of refugees impoverished and ran away from the Nazis, he had a school, and he had a mikvah, and he had a shrit. He had a kira kadosha, who exists to this day. Rabbi Breuer was a European, Rabbi Benz was an American. I'll be honest with you, I have a shul, I have no school. And I have no shchita. We have a mikvah, Baruch Hashem. The mikvah, it's not my own shul's mikvah, but it's the Rabban was involved. And I'm just giving you an idea.
That's all the Shavur says, is to have a mikvah. It doesn't come to you.
Okay.
Breuer,
yeah. I don't know if it's necessary. Okay, I'm telling you, this maisa is not well known. The maisa should become known, because I heard it from my Bezin's mouth. I think he told me more than once, I think. So. Yes?
So other than Breuer's and some of the Hasidim.
Most Hasidim have moistus. You know, they have all the institutions from cradle to grave.
Not only about, so they, but then we can say that there is something also minhag. Because if you,
right.
By us all,
we live in Teaneck, five towns.
Antwerp, we fly.
Is there a minhag amokum? Could be not. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
And is there a minhag mishpacha also?
So that's what I'm talking about. Both. We're getting places. Now get to the Rambam. Before we get, all this is important, but we promised the Rambam first. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah, to the Mechaber. And read it again. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam verbatim. Verbatim. Now, the simple read of the Rambam, based on the words, this is at the beginning of line 4, page Ayin Zayin, the Chen Min Shadat Olaz Lomkomo, implies everything until now, is Ein Dat Olaz Lomkomo. Despite the fact, on both sides, that Ein Dat Olaz Lomkomo, so what our intuition would be, if Ein Dat Olaz Lomkomo, you are completely potter from the old Minhagim, you don't have to follow any of the Chumras, and the coolest don't help you either, right? None of, despite that fact, Rambam seems to say that fundamentally you still have the din of the old place. Of the old place. Why? First, it's lo yaseh v'yishuv b'nei ha-machlokes. According to what we said until now, lo yaseh v'yishuv, you move to a new place. You have to take all the new minhagim ikar din. What's going on? So, let's take a look in the previous Bir Alam. I'm Mishnah Berurah, V'dah, the Sif Zeh Lashon HaKula Lashon HaRamba, V'nechliku HaAchron V'Perusha, Das HaMagad Avron V'yod, Ez Achronim, Du Sober Gam Tiketosus V'Rosh, V'Rosh, V'Rosh Yitzir HaMagad Avron, Ez Kol HaSif Lefi Zeh, V'Rosh HaTak Lefi Mishnah Berurah, Dochak Agabi Dochak. We'll come back to it. V'das HaShach V'Yoridei HaSof Simen Reish V'Dal, K'adam Dak HaChos Yaakov V'Agro, Sh'Rambam Yeish Lo Shita Acheres B'Zeh, V'Lididei Haholech mimakam she'osin lemakam she'en osin v'ein daito lachzor. Okay, so going. What's a ziyara? What did you know? Ziyara. They went there to show for a ziyara. It's like all the regular time. Zal, Zayin Yud, Aleph, Rei, Shem. Okay, look it up. So. I thought an Arabic word. That's why I said you might know it. Okay. Yeah, you'll ask that. You'll ask that for Steiner. We figured out more or less what it means, but by context. Okay. Let's go again. We're both saying we're in the Bir Halacha, page Ayin Zayin, column 2. To the Didei. Excuse me. Word 2. Line 2. To the Didei. Haholech mimakom she'osin lemakom she'ein osin. I'm going from the makom of Kula to the makom of Chumra. Vein daito lachzor. Afilachim amid b'mutter. Wild. I am still fundamentally maintaining my old menagah, even though it's daito lachzor. And he's saying it what? Lekula. Rabbi David said it. Lechumra. He's saying it lekula. So far, our only person who might have held this way is Abai going to the Tosa Rosh. Who? Asur b'zeh. Period. Uvedat alavzor. You plan to go back. Lidi day. According to Shitas Harambam. Right? He's going what? From Bokum Sha'osin. Lemakom. Again. Uvedat alavzor. Lidi day. He's going back to where? Mokom Sha'osin. Mutter afilu b'yishu. Kol Sha'osa b'tzina. Because I'm still have a din of my original place. Uladid hu asur. No, by midbar, not a chutz at chumah here. That's a relatively more minor dispute. V'chein, v'holach v'makom she'ein osin, l'makom she'osin, v'ein da'at alakza, also l'didei, t'tzarech lina k'lchum v'makom she'otim isham, uladid hu mutter b'zeh. That's what it sounds like from the Rambam. That's the Pashup Shad in the words of the Rambam. No? Let's read it again. He said three things according to the Rambam. What are the three chidushim? From osin to ein osin, ein dait olachzor. The whole thing is ein dait olachzor. Nonetheless, the midbar is mutter. Right? That's the top line of page ayin zayin and mechaba. Come from the Rambam. Right? Dait olachzor, according to the Rambam, it's mutter b'yishuv. Right? Even be Yishuv, and they say no, and that's the midbar. And hold up, lemakom she'ein osin, lemakom she'osin, ve'ein daito lachzor. Right? What's the din? Lo yaseh. According to the Rambam, is lo yaseh, and according to them, it's mutter. The Rambam is a wild cheetah. He says even though the shach. And the Chod Yaakov say they don't pass like the Rambam. Why not? Because Shasasana Mechaber Simen Tov Tzadi Vav Tov Kuf Ayin Dalit and Yeredeh Reish Yudalit. Therefore, I explain the Mechaber based upon the Bogan Avram, because that's what he passed in the Halacha, even according to the Shach and the Chod Yaakov, even though it's very difficult in the words of the Mechaber himself. So now you have to see the other what? Where do we find that the Mechaber is different? Where is this? According to the Shach and others, seems to be a stira in the Mechaber. So the question is, where did Prichodesh get all this from? So Rabbi said, where did Rambam get it from? So Prichodesh answers this, since we're in the Prichodesh already, after all this, and Achron Achron Chavavi wants to pass him, like the Tosin Chul and Second Day, Sato Me'acha. Me'acha Shin is Baruch Kol Asvaros of the Farshim Barucha. Me'ata over the Psak and Mechaber Zal, quotes the Rambam in the Chosyat of Perkhez al HaKachav. Shita Mechudeshes, Chaluka Mikol HaMefarshim. He gets everybody, is the Rambam. Yeah. Okay. L'chein Nirali. Everyone see the L'chein Nirali? This is Mamish. It's in Tuf Reish Dalet, halfway down the first column. For those who have different versions of Prichodesh, it should be the last, mamash, one column from the very end. Okay? It should start a new paragraph, V'lachem. For the chayim nirali, the sphere of the ral hepech das a poskin. The adiraba, chayev adam lino ganshi mekomo harishin lopak even a chumi also makom mishem altidash torasi mecha. He said what we, he didn't have Rabbeinu David, Rabosa, who said it at least halfway. He didn't have a Tosa Rosh, said the Kohen Tabaya. He just said it, the Rambam said it. Well, the Ficha, Kozem, Shalachim, Mokam, Shiosim, Mokam, Shein, Osim, Lo Yasem, V'yishuv, Why? Mipnei, Hamachlokis. Dimikir, Adim, Ayachol, Asa, Kuli, Mekom, Hapapish, and Gatbal, Asa. Wow! Wow! Nobody said this. Rabbeinu David said it in the Chumra. Where did he get it from? So you got it from the Gemara we haven't learned yet, Rabosai. That's what the problem. The reason why we haven't learned the next Gemara yet, because it's a Yontem Sheni the Gemara. Rabosai, Yontem Sheni is next week. Right? People hope that people will be able to come next week, I hope. Yeah? Maybe we should give it off on Sunday. I think the fast, then we will love the fast. All right? We have to ready from last Sunday. So maybe if I have a chance, I'll write the Mount Makobas and have a chance for tomorrow's Shia. Tomorrow's 11 again, right? I'll try to give it tomorrow for tomorrow. Ready for the Yom Tov Sheni Dikas Sukkos. So we have the whole long, cold weekend to spend some time. I brought in the statement today. Oh, Yom Tov Sheni Kilchasa. There's a whole statement just on this. Just on this. But a lot of fascinating things. And I also have some, I have those some copies of what we did in my shul. I did this in my shul of Shuas. I'm going to try to bring in some copies tomorrow to give you out so we'll be able to have it at your, I'll try to remember. If I remember tomorrow, I'll bring you the Baal Makomas together with the with those. Okay, I'll just lean there. But today and tomorrow, we're trying to finish up the sugya of Minhaga Bichlal. Well, tomorrow Shia, maybe we'll have a little bit of a segue if it, you know, because it, like for example, where did Rambam get it from? Rav Safra. Rav Safra is not in the Baal Makomas yet. I don't want to show it to you yet because it's a Yantav Shein Adik Sugya. So I don't want to go into it too much. I don't want to get into it too much. Okay. Fine. Let's skip that. Okay. Skip the other shady parts for the moment. Two things I want to show you right now, right? Even though it's not really no gay at the other shady, because it's breaking the other shady. I'm starting from halfway on this paragraph. Well, the fichach biyishuv lo avid af bitzina. He didn't do malacha at all bitzina. Why? Vishakevan shevolodu kan olonis. He's moving to a new place. Ulai bishumpam lo yizor b'dava yirov alei machlekes. The reason why he didn't do malacha, even though he's originally from a place where they do malacha. So according to the Rambam, for the rest of his life, he should be able to do malach, right? And why is he machmir b'tzina? Because he's going to live there forever, so slip up in the next 100 years, he's going to make one slip up. And he gives an example, Rabbi Baruch Hanna, right? V'yod, keva shenasim, and they also he moved there permanently, ika lemechash v'tzvei lemachloikas v'yishadat alamza. Rabbi also, what it means is as follows. People are hospitable towards guests. They give him more slack. Guess he moved into our town, he's still keeping the meaning of that other country. That's what this line means. So for those two reasons, there's a bigger Rosh Hashanah Chodesh. Leficha, Chitir Arabza, Lemisha Dato Lavzor, Lino, Heter, Bitsina, Disha Af, Im Yeru, Noeg Heter, Enkai Machlokas, Kol Kach, Kevin Shadato Lavzor, Mashenke, Lemisha Nasim, Nea Yir, Ozvali Kaptim, Nea Tvei, Hu. This is the Rambam and the Marashdam, etc., etc., etc. Where did the Rambam get it from? The ain't Luke paragraph. The ain't Suffolk. Sharabzam is the Rambam. Hotzi Zemi Suga the Psachim. The Chiosa Rabbi Barakana Ochal the Ayatra. He had the chalev, he ate the chalev, Rabbi Osai. Uparchinen alei minitnan. Look, if you remember with me on the second column, remember this comment at the very end. Nos ten olav chumim mokom sholach l'sham. Umeshani, hani mili heicha di ein dat olavzo. Rabbi Barachana, dat olavzo hava. Mashma, de kula masnisin mairi, bishain dat olavzo. That's what we said before, right? The Pasha Pshat. The whole mission is talking about Ein Dat Elazar. V'yavah pikein, katani, v'nos lav churmei mokam shiyotze misham. Right? This is what the Tosin in Chulin said, the Inami. They said, it's not bubble, bubble, Israel. It's stuck with the old churmas. Why? Why? I mean, Rabbo said, if you chodesh, study that the Shita. This is what you call the favorite Shita, the Shita of Tosin, Chulin, Inami. But the question is, why? Why should I be bogged down with the chumas of Mokosh Yotasi Misham in a situation of what? Of Ein Dat Elazar. Why? Zok the Heiliger Prichodosh Valkocha Chavi Midina Dohash Delo Shayach Machlekes. Why must I be stuck in the middle of the place I came from? I left there for good. So must be, says the Prichodosh. This Meridim. And the Rambam understood, the Gemara makes the distinction between Rabbi Bar Chana and the Mishnah. Rabbi Bar Chana is what? Is Dat Elazar. Means the Mishnah is Ein Dat Elazar. It's tough to keep the Chumras of Mokosh Shiyotze Misham, even though there's no Machlokes. It must be, that's Meikar Adin. Exact opposite of the Rambam. The Chumras of Mokosh Shalach Lisham, Amapish Ein Dat Elazar. Lo have midina al mea machlokes. Who could have Tony say for Yishanim al mea machlokes? As the Gemara says, he quotes him one of the Nalaf and Beis. So the Mishnah is what? Ein daito lazar, ein nos and olam chumri mokom shaholach l'shah midina, elam ipnei hamachlokes. That's again, chas. Bishlam, he quotes the Gemara. Holach in mokom shaholach l'shah, mokom shay nos and olam chumri mokom shaholach l'shah, Val Yishan al Ne'amach Lokes below the heaven, as the Gemara says, from Osin to Ein Osin, you have the chumras of the place where you're going to. Val Yishan Adam the Ne'amach Lokes. The reason why you should what? You should not do malacha is because of machlokes. Even though we said in Machbish before, is what? Ein Dat Elazar. The only reason why you can't do Malacha is because of Machlokes. The first. If he's over the Amir Baruch Tamri the Chulin, Kuf Yud, Afilu Tema, She'ein Dat Elazar Haver, Shaper Ovid the Ocho Chutz the Tchum, Afilu Im Kfar Nitnas Le'ir, Why? Because Mika Radini follows the customs of his old place, even Ein Dait Elazar. Now the Gemara again, Chulin Daf Kuf Yudam Anal. We saw quoted by the Ramban yesterday. Kuf Yudam Anal. Went from here, went to there. Doesn't, what about Chumim Mokosh Shalom B'yot HaKadoshah? Chutz HaTchum. The Gemara in Chulin Kuf Yud doesn't read the word about Dat Elazar or Ein Dat Elazar. So the Rambam applies to both. So the words of the Gemara, the Rambam has a lot of pluses. It's so counterintuitive to us. Because we always assume, as Ramban said, as the Ran said, as so many people said, you follow the place where you live. Place where you were born. Who cares where you were born? Ram got it. Yes.
Seems
Oh, says against Rambam. Yeah. We'll have to cut that. We'll see soon. Thank you for asking the Pifarish's kasha. You see, yes. The old has a gemal with a kasha. This is all against the Pifarish's gemal, black and white. Patience. Again. Oh, the next line. Ela the kasha tuva l'shitas u'studim bekamen d'chulin. Rabosa. Chisalag Rav Zeira achol begrebes Rav Shmuel. Ay, nos ten chumre mokash shayotze misham. What the answer? Hani mi lecha de dat alavzor. Rav Zeira ein dat alavzor havi. Ha ha. Hemi kan muchach behedja. Du chumre mokash shayotze misham. Lecha ela hecha de dat alavzor. Rabbi Sai, it's an offer to Gemara against the Rambam. The Rav Zera was making on his old minute because ain't that the Lachzor. The Mefurish Gemara against the Rambam. Mefurish Gemara against the Rambam. Valt. Valt. So before, I'm skipping a few lines to give what he thinks. I'm coming back. Ulai Svile la Ravzal. Tahani Tre Sugin Mischalfos. The Machlokos are Sugis. The Sabach at the Psachim should the Sugin the Duchta Adifa. Rav Zeira Svile the Masnissin Mari Dafka Vishadat Alavzar. Rav Ashi the Dvar of the Rav Zeira Kaomar Vulelo Svile. The Silvus of the Rav Zeira and Machuba Vitsarachi. That's a Shver, Machlokos are Sugis. But in between, there's a few lines which are important. Let's go back to those few lines. V'ein lomar, d'shani mugremes, tavi plukta d'dino. Rabbosai, it's a machlokas in din, not a minig, in din. U'leficha v'asraya d'rav shmuel o'ayocha mishu kvoda. It's a machlokas in din, Rabbosai. A machlokas in din, ki solik l'eretz Yisrael, o'ocha l'fisha ken o'yodatel, like if you move to Rabbi Lez's town in Eretz Yisrael, you chop wood on Shabbos for a bris. It's a din. A new minhagim. Below Dom, you're the shar minhagim and the gvorim beir mishum siyog. Rabbi said before going any further, this is the truth. This is the emesnik answer. I was looking at my notes for 17 years ago. I gave this answer. Baruch Shekivat. I don't know if I saw the prichosh, but he said it can't be. Why can't it be? Holesa. Let me holesa. The imkain amai itzrich l'shnuya di Rabbi Zeira. Ein daito lavzer hava. The Rabbi Zeira was making the megrammas in Eretz Yisrael. He didn't plan to go back. Af im daito lavzer havi motzi l'mechel megrammas. Kevin Shemashlo Hayochad and Komo, whom is Kvodo the Rabbi Shmuel. Only because of Kvodo, there's no Kvodo if they're not there. The old, the Havla, the name of the Mastis, Mari, Af Bishain Daito Lavza, Vashas Koma, the Ipcho, the Hani Mili Echad, the Dato Lavza. He has technical problems, it seems doesn't fit. These technical, yes.
I mean, the fact that the Gemara there asked from the Mishnah. I mean, the fact that they asked from the Mishnah. Oh, right, that was Rabbeinu Frey. Never mind.
So no.
Rabbeinu David gave that answer.
Oh! So Mordechai is already three steps ahead of me. The problem is that the Gemara in Chulin asked from the Mishnah against Rav Zeira, but whereas, according to what we're saying now, the Gemara is only referring to a din, and the Mishnah only referring to a minig. That shlugs up a whole pshat. So Mordechai gave the answer, which is I read you in the Funa from Ben David. What's that? When the Gemara answers, Rav Zeira dat the lavzer havi, that's exactly the Gemara's answer. The Gemara is saying that Rav Zeira is talking about a din, right? When it comes to a din, and it's ain't that the lavzer, it is poka. Footnote 67, Rav Ben David read to you yesterday. Because he, that's what the media asked the question, what's going on? Right? What's going on? Why the distinction between a din and a minute? The Miriam asked this question. Why do we distinguish? Says footnote 67, Rabbeinu David. That's exactly the Gemara's teretz. That's exactly the Gemara's teretz. It's silent. It's between the lines. Moshe should have said it. But that exactly is the Gemara's teretz. Am I with me so far?
A minute, it makes no difference.
So when it comes to a din, and ain't that the lavzar, the chumras poka, when it comes to a, right, that's Rav Zeira, ain't that the lavzar, he's not even shchita. When it comes to a minute, it makes no difference, he's probably an old minute no matter what. That's that kind of Ram's going to learn Shat and Skamar. That's one way, with this footnote 67 in the Rav Zeira. There's another possible way. Rav Osai, what did the Makshim think? Obviously, if the Tarzan said Rav Zeira ain't that the Lazar, what did the Makshim think? Zero sun game. What do you think? No.
Either that it didn't matter or that
Datsa. Yeah, the Meir made up a new category. He meant made a little better than this, in between category. But on a Pashto level, the Makshin thought it was Datsa Lavza. So the Tarza woke him up and said, no. No. Rav Zeira ain't Datsa Lavza. The Makshin thought it was Datsa Lavza. So the Makshin thought it was Datsa Lavza. And he asked the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is also Datsa Lavza. Rabosai, when it comes to, listen carefully please, when it comes to Dat Lazar, the Gemara equated din and minute. Because the Mishnah is minute, and Rav Zeira is din, and they were equated in what case of an action? A case of Dat Lazar. You have to keep, Rabosai, the Minhagim where it came from. You have to keep the dinim where it came from. You have the question is therefore legitimate. But when the Tarzan says that what? That Rav Zeira is what? Is Ein Dato Lavzor. When it's Ein Dato Lavzor, you have a right to make a distinction between the cases. Why? What's the lavzor over here? What's the pshat in the Rambam? Let me give you a pshat. Dato Lavzar Abosai, you have the status of your first place for Minig and for Din, Lechulei Alma, and the Mara, the good Kasha, one against the other. Good Kasha. How did he have a right to be maker like a second place if he's Dato Lavzar the first place? Forget about it. Minig, Din, all the same thing. When the Gemara answered, Ain Dato Lavzar, so the Gemara's Ain Dato Lavzar. So the Mishnah Zayn Dato Lavzar, as the Prichodesh had called to the Rambam. So then, Rabosa, we have a distinction between Din and Minig. Between Din and Minig, there's a fundamental distinction between the two. Of course, the question becomes, this is all very nice, but why does the Rambam hold this way? What's the lumpus behind the Rambam? So apparently the Rambam holds everything depends upon your original place in terms of Minhagim. He says it, Rabosai, even Lekula. I mean, the David said it only what? Only Lechumra. Oh, let me explain to you why. This is the Rambam sheet. If it depends upon Minhag, Rabosai, we follow Makoma Rishon. Why? Since you have to be Machmir that way, as Rabbeinu David said, right? Rabbeinu David said that. You have to be Machmir that way. Ram takes the next leap forward and says, you know what? Once we have to give you the status of your old town to be Machmir that way, as Rabbeinu David said, based upon his lumdus, that you have to keep the old Minhagim at the place you came from. Once we said that, Ram takes it a step further and says, we're going to even follow the place you came from, Lekula. Why? Because after all, Minhagim are not an Issur Mamish. It's only a Minik, and it's determined based upon your original place. Your original place. Your original place? That's what I want to suggest. The Shita Taranda. It's like a Beit HaDavid. To go one step further. Based on Abaye would work, but I don't know if he wants to base it upon Abaye. That does, we don't file pass like Abaye against the Rava and Rav Ashi. So I'd rather say that. The way the Prichodesh is based on his textual analysis of the Gemara, and the lumdus is that since you have to follow the Chumra, the old Minig, so Rabbi Nadavid said the Chumra, but not the Kula. I'm taking it a step further. No, you follow the old Minhagim. Look, Minhagim are only Minhagim, they're not really Dinim, and therefore I both say, this is the Shita of the Rambam. That's the Rambam. We're finished with the Rambam now. What about the Mechaber? What's the Mechaber Shita? So the Mechaber quotes Rambam verbatim in Tav Samaches. So you have two choices. You can follow the Dochuk of the Mogan Avraham. Tremendous Dochuk he has to try to squeeze the words of the Shari Shonim into the words of the Rambam. Tremendous dochaks. tremendous delchatz. We can look inside, see how it works, but it's a tremendous delcha. Or you have to give some kind of a teretz. So the problem is it steering around? So the first, there are three places where it's steer. Okay? The first one is Tav Tzadiv Vav. That we all have. Do we not? Tav Tzadiv Vav. Open up the Tav Tzadiv Vav. This you all have. Tav Tzadiv Vav. Let's take a look together. Tav Tzadiv Vav. It's on the Ma'amar Kratz. Siv Gimel. B'nai Eretz Yisrael. We're not learning the halachas right now. Again, we're not. That's next week. Maybe a little bit tomorrow. Just to read it. Shabbat lechutzlars. Asurin lasos malacha b'yom tov sheni b'yishuv afilu dat alavza. B'chol zman shel yil yishuv afilu dat alavza muter. Yishadai lehukpav liyoskem osa. Avel migil yishuv ein dat alavza. Nase kemosam v'yosam in the mission. Come out against the Rambam. Beferish of mechaber. It depends if you move into a new place. And that alavza, you follow the dinim of the new place. The new place. Stira. That's stira number one. Stira number two, Rabosai, is to the mechaber and simon reish yudalit. If you can bring it tomorrow, Rabosai, can ever bring it tomorrow, a yoredeya. It's Chelik Gimel, the old fashioned versions. Reish Yudalet. We'll see the Shas, the first two. Very important about the Rav Ravava. Very important. I hope you'll be able to find them. They should be scattered around. You should be able to find your there, Chelik Gimel, somewhere or other. Just for tomorrow. Okay? That's I'd also like to see that Pri Chodesh Tov Tzadiv Vav tomorrow. That's my two things for tomorrow, Shia. There, it seems to say the Farish, like the Shari Shonen. And the third steer is that the Rilakh is from Simon Tov Kuf Ayin Dal. I don't have that in front of me. That bar was either a Mishnah Berurah Vav or a regular. I can borrow yours. A regular Kelly Gimel. Mine stops. They're too early. I'm not sure what's in Tov Kuf Ayin Dal. What's in a third place? Tov Kuf Ayin Dal. A third place with a Mechaber. Let's see. Yeah, it's entitled the name of the siman. Haholak b'makom shem nosim chumrim b'makom shatzim shalach l'sham. Haholak b'makom shem misamim b'makom shem misamim v'dato lavzor tzorach lavzor l'samim kol tana shel kibru aleihem. Again, the Rambam. Haholak b'makom shem misamim b'makom shem misamim yisamim moim afilu dato lavzor. Okay, but it's chutz l'tchum. Then mutolecho again, the fairish one, black and white. When it comes to Tanesim against the Rambam, you'll see in Sif Aleph and Beis to the three places in Shulchan Aruch, two in Aruch Hayim, Tav Tzadiv Vav Gimel, that we just saw, Tav Tzadiv Vav Gimel, and Tav Kuf Ayin Dalet Aleph and Beis, both in Aruch Hayim. And you're there, Reish Yudal and Aleph and Beis, in three places, since we're against the Rambam. What's the Mechaber? That's why the Bavli Rambam felt compelled to somehow squeeze the Shari Shonen with a shoehorn into the Rambam, into the Rambam's Lashon, as the Mechaber quoted in Siman Tov Samaches Siv Gimel. But it's very, very strange. So about that, we'll stop here. Tomorrow, we have, if you ever can bring in a Yerodeya, as well as an Orach Chaim Chelek Gimel goes till the end, right? With the Pichodesh of Tav Tzadiv Vav. It will be very helpful. And I'll try to get back tomorrow on the course for the next Monday, Shia, and beyond, for the end of Shani Krap. Okay? We'll be there. Oh, I have the Mechinas for those who are here. I have to give it back finally. So we're here. I'll those in the meet.